Box A. Our goal here is to introduce the edit box control. We will make a pure modeless dialog box application where the dialog contains an edit box and a button. You can enter text into the edit box, and then when you press the button, the text you entered will be echoed back to you in the form of a message box. So we design our dialog as shown in Box A. For reference, we have given the dialog box itself the resource ID, IDD, message dialog. We have given the edit box control the resource ID, IDD, message text. We have given the static text control the ID, IDD, static. And we have given the button control the resource ID, IDB, message. Box B, new functions. We need to introduce a few new Win32 API functions. The first is called getDialogItem. This function is used to obtain window handles to controls that lie on a dialog box. Recall that dialog controls are themselves windows. More specifically, they are child windows of the dialog box they lie on. When we want to work with these controls, we need to get handles to them, and we can do this with the getDialogItem function. The first snippet of box B shows us using this function to get a handle to the edit box control. This function takes two parameters. The first is a handle to the dialog box we want to get a child window handle of. The second parameter is the resource ID of the control. Incidentally, you will notice that we never manually create or destroy child windows. Fortunately, this work is done automatically for us. The next function we need to discuss is the setWindowText function. This function works with just about any window, but what it does varies from window to window. For an edit box control, this function is a way in code to set the text that is to appear in the control. For a regular window, say the main window, this function sets the window title text. SetWindowText takes two parameters. The first is a handle to the window you want to set text to. The second parameter is the string of text you want to set. Finally, the third function we need to discuss is the opposite of setWindowText. Unsurprisingly, it is called getWindowText. For an edit box, this function extracts whatever text is written in the edit box control. So when the user inputs some text, you can extract this text from the control into the program via this function. GetWindowText takes three parameters. The first is a handle to the window you want to retrieve the text from. The second is a pointer to a char array, which is to receive the text. And the third parameter specifies the maximum number of characters to get. Now with these functions, we can already see how we will structure our edit box program, which extracts text from the edit box control and then echoes it back to the user. Box C, dialog box procedure. Here we show the dialog procedure for our edit box program. The first thing we do is create a char buffer, which will be used to store the string obtained from getWindowText. In addition, we instantiate a static window handle, which will be used to store the edit box handle. However, we can't obtain this handle until the dialog box is actually initialized. We then proceed to our switch statement. The first message we handle is the WM init dialog message, which is sent when a dialog is created. Here, we use the getDialogItem function to obtain a handle to the edit box control. We then set some default text to the edit box. The next message we handle is the WM command message. We check the lower 16 bits of the W param to see which control sent this message. If it was the post message button given by IDB message, then we proceed to extract the text from the edit box with getWindowText, and then we echo this text to the user by calling the message box function. Finally, the last two messages destroy the dialog box and exit the application, respectively. This concludes the lecture discussion of the core components of the edit box sample. See the text for the complete program code.